This is a Black Heritage interview for the Upper Piedmont Project. I am Yolanda Harrell interviewing Mrs. Eldora White in Pendleton on March 20th, 1990. Mrs. White, what is your full name?
My full name is Eldora Jane Reese White.
And when were you born?
I was born July 26, 1908.
And where were you born?
I was born in Nashville, Tennessee.
Who were your parents?
My parents were James and Rebecca Reese.
Do you know when either one of them were born? Your father first?
I really don't. No, I don't know my father's birth, but I have my mother's birth, I think, here. But I just didn't get it up because I didn't know what you wanted.
All right. We'll come back to those questions.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Who were your grandparents?
My grandparents were Caroline and Abraham Milner.
Now, these were your mother's people, right?
That's right. My mother's grandfather.
And where did they live?
They lived here in Pendleton.
Right here in the town?
Yes.
And you said one of them lived with you for a while. Was that?
My grandfather was here with my mother. I was living at home at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he died here with her.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything at all about your grandparents on your mother's side?
Well, my grandfather, as I said, my grandmother Caroline passed in the same year I was born,
mm-hmm.
so I wouldn't know anything about her.
Right.
But of course, he had two wives after her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And their names were Grandma Daisy Walker Milner was the first one.
Was she from Pendleton too?
Yes,
was she from this area?
Yes, uh-huh.
She was. Her family was from here and everything.
Yeah. She has some of her grandchildren living down in the old home place now.
Oh, I see. And what about his other wife? What was her name?
Caroline.
I thought you said he was married two times after.
Oh, yes. Caroline. And the other one was Miss Florence Milner.
Mm-hmm.
Florence Thompson Milner.
Oh, she was a Thompson?
Yes, she was a Thompson.
I've interviewed some other Thompsons, so I know the name. Mm-hmm. Was she related to that branch of the family?
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah.
So about when was he married to those two women, do you know?
Now, that's the question. I'll have to find that out because I can't remember that.
That would be after the 1920s, though, do you think? Or?
Oh, yes, quite a few years
right,
after that.
Right.
It was in the, because she was the last wife he had, and she was living when he passed.
I see. When did your grandfather die? About when? That's all right. And you don't remember any of your grandparents on your father's side?
No, I don't remember any of my grandparents. I remember his sisters and brothers, that's all.
You did know some of his sisters and
mm-hmm.
brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the Reese family, right?
Right.
Do you remember anything about them? Do you know anything about the Reese family?
Well, they lived in Clemson.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where my father was from Clemson. And he had three sisters living up there, and he had a brother that lived in North Carolina and one in Atlanta.
What were the Reese sisters' names? Their names for
Carrie was the oldest, mm-hmm. and Maggie and Lula.
Oh, I see.
Those were his three sisters.
Did they stay on in Clemson?
Yes, they all lived.
Did they marry men from Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
What were their names? Do you remember?
Carrie married Adams. I think his name was Alec Adams.
Mm.
And they had a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that well.
Now, Maggie, why do you remember that so well?
Well, we used to go to their house.
Because you played with them?
Yes.
They were your cousins?
No, they were older than me.
They were quite a bit older.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, they were older than me. We used to go to their house all the time, and they mm-hmm. would like nurse us, we might say, you know.
Babysit you,
yeah.
would call it today.
Yeah, so I remember then, and the next sister, Maggie, and she didn't marry until later years that I was grown when she got married, and she mm-hmm. married Jeff Whit.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the baby girl was Lula. She married, I think she had two husbands, too, but she married the first time. Don't ask me the name.
Mm-hmm.
But she had three boys. That's what she had. And they all, the last boy was buried yesterday. Today's Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Yesterday. He was buried yesterday, our last boy.
Do you remember anything about the older members of your family, like where they lived? Now, you told me that group lived in Clemson.
Yes.
And most of your family lived in Pendleton.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. My mother had a sister lived in Seneca.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh.
And what was her name? Do you remember?
Yeah. Pauline Williams.
Pauline Williams.
Mm-hmm.
So she married someone named Williams.
Frank Williams.
Frank Williams in Seneca. Do you remember anything about that part of the family?
Well, they have one daughter living up there now.
Oh, is it Maddie Williams?
No, her name is Lula Mae Williams.
Lula Mae. All right. Did your family own your own home?
Yes.
You did. It wasn't mortgaged or rented. You owned it.
We owned it. This is it.
And this is it?
Yeah.
You've been in here, and so you've lived here all your life then?
Yeah, well, when I was here, because I've been away, I went away and stayed and came back in 64.
I see.
So I was away in school. I went to Hampton, Virginia, to school in Hampton.
You went to Hampton Institute in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about that when we get to education. But that's interesting that this is your family house.
Yes.
And were you born right here in the house? Or?
Yeah, I think they bought the house, and I was born in this house.
My goodness.
And of course, you know, we renovated all of it. It's not a whole lot of renovation, but we've done a lot of work on it.
Do you know who built the house?
No, I don't.
And do you know when it was built? Was it built right before you moved? You were born, you think?
Yeah.
Right around the same time?
Mm-hmm. If not after, but I know this is the only house I ever knew anything about.
That's right. We talked a little bit about your older relatives, and you named some of them. Do you remember any of them talking about their early lives or anything they might have told you about their early times, you know, before you were born? Any stories they might have told you?
I can't think of anything right now, because my grandmother had sisters and brothers, but I didn't know then. I knew them, but I didn't, as I said, I didn't know her because she died the year I was born.
Right.
But she had a brother named Napoleon and a sister named Lichey. We called her Aunt Lichey. And the other one was Sister. I don't know what her real name was. We always called her Sister.
Mm.
And she had a daughter named Mary Fields. And I remember them.
So that would bring the Fields family in, and they were all right here in Pendleton?
Well, no, most of them lived in Charleston.
Oh, they were down from Low Country then.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Did any of the older members of your family ever talk about slavery?
Well, not really. Not that I can remember, anyway.
Right. You never really heard them say anything?
No.
Okay. Do you know where any of the older members of your family are buried?
I know where most of them are buried.
Where is that?
Up at King's Chapel.
King's Chapel, right here in Pendleton.
Yeah.
Then, right.
Mm-hmm.
The Baptist Church.
No, it was Methodist Church.
That's the King's Chapel's Methodist. I got that mixed up. Okay, so they were buried right at King's Chapel.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are the graves marked?
I think so. I know my parents' grave was marked. And I think my grandfather's grave was marked. Now, but his sister's, my grandmother's sister. Carolina sisters. They were, I can't say for sure. And Napoleon, he was buried down to New Life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. He was buried down to New Life, New Holly Life.
Where is that? New Holly Life?
Yeah.
And where is that located?
Well, down, I know you must have heard of New Life.
No, it's new for me. I've been.
Well, that's down joining Pendleton.
Oh, that's Jay a joining
Pendleton.
Pendleton.
And Anderson.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I may have heard of it and just forgot
yeah.
them, too. Now, where is King's Chapel located? I know it's close.
It's up, go up, you know, the same way you came down and,
mm-hmm.
and go on East Queen and you turn left and go up to it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you were little, any funerals in the family that took place? Anything about them? Going to them or anything that happened?
I don't remember anything, only my, that part I remember most of the funerals with my father's family.
Mm-hmm.
Now my mother's family, well, I remember one sister, because she had a sister that lived in Mount Vernon, and she went to her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me the year either.
That's all right.
and the other sister lived here in Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
I was away. I remember I was away when she died, so I didn't come home to her funeral.
I see.
And they had a brother, Garfield, and he lived in Detroit. And I don't know just when he died.
Right. So you wouldn't have gone there. I was thinking more of funerals.
Yeah.
When you were little.
Well, that's just some of the things. I mean, most of her family, you see, my mother's family was away, and
right.
And none of them were buried here, but my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Grandma Caroline must be buried up there near him, because Miss Florence, my second, well, the third grandmother,
mm-hmm.
Grandmother Daisy, her family is all from New Life, so I'm sure they buried her down there.
They'd all be in the New Life Center.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And Grandma Florence, she was buried up at King's Chapel, too. I know she was buried up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about marriages or weddings that took place when you
No.
were little? Okay. And I think we've already mentioned families that related to you by marriage in the talking we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Does your family have any old photos?
That's the one thing I couldn't find when we got ready for this. I was so shocked. I thought sure my mother must have had some, you know, photos.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them I could find, only hers. And my brother's.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a nice photo of my sister.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you come across any old ones, let me know, and I'll get Anna Reed to come by and see those.
Mm-hmm.
What did your parents do for a living? What did your father do?
He was a blacksmith.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he had a little shop right out there.
Right outside the house?
Mm-hmm. He'd get up in the morning at 5 o'clock, out there banging to wake us up.
So he worked at home, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah,
right. He had
right.
a shop
uh-huh.
right there, and people in town brought work to him there.
Yeah, he was one of the best horseshoers around at that time. Really was.
And he did that for his, always did that for
yeah,
his living.
That's all I remember doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do anything else that you know of along with that? Did he just do blacksmithing?
Well, and gardening.
Oh, yeah.
And took care of that cows and stuff like that.
Right.
Where we could have milk.
Did your mother work for a living,
well,
too?
Well, she was a school teacher.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Where was she a school teacher?
Well, she taught it out here at the, what's this, I guess you call it a Rosenwald school out here. She taught there. That's the last place she taught before she died. She taught at Central, she taught out to Oak Grove, and where else did she teach? Somewhere else. And I know she used to have a lady to stay with us while she was teaching. She had to leave someone here with us to take care of us.
What kind of education did she have in order to teach, do you know?
Well, she had a college. She went to a state college. She graduated from state college.
Right. Where? Which state college was that?
That's in Orangeburg.
The school in Orangeburg?
Yeah.
And what is the name of that school? We need it for the
state
tape.
College.
Just state college in Orangeburg?
Uh-huh.
South Carolina?
That's right.
And what grades did she teach? Do you remember that?
Well, I don't remember all the grades she taught, because one time she was in, like when she taught out to Oak Grove, she taught out there. I think she was only a teacher there, so she had all the grades.
That's right. So it was like a one-room schoolhouse, and she had everybody.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then when she came to Kelton, I think she had something like the second or third grades, I think. But all of them say she was the best teacher out there. They said that about her.
She was very good.
Yeah.
That's good. Were any of your families anybody in your family farmers?
Well, my grandfather was a farmer.
Uh huh.
In his early days,
that's
all he ever did was farm.
Did he own his own farmland, or did he?
Yes, he used to play all the place. Go out here and just before you get to the highway. There's a place off to the left down there. He had a big house down there. That's where my mother and all of them lived and farmed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he owned his own property and farmed for himself. Mm-hmm. He was not a sharecropper.
No.
Or rented. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you or any of your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work?
Well, when I left school, I didn't have to, but of course I went to New York.
Oh, you decided to go to New York from school. Okay. When was that? When did you graduate from college?
1928.
And this was Hampton Institute mm-hmm. to graduate from. Mm-hmm. And you went to New York. How long did you stay there?
All my life until 1964.
Oh, so you lived there longer than, or for a long time then. Mm-hmm. Right.
I came home when my father died, stayed with my mother a while. Mm-hmm. And I used to run a store over there.
Right here in town?
Yeah,
right,
that old
store?
Old barn right there. I had a place in there where I'd serve food and sell drinks and whatnot. And I stayed here about 2 or 3 years, and then I got tired of it, and I left again. After I thought my mother was, you know...
Was doing well.
Was doing all right mm-hmm. herself, and I left. So, my brother went in the service. And
what branch of the service was that?
Army.
And he went in the Army. Mm. And when was that? Was that for the Second World War or before then?
It was the Second World War, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because my son went in too. He was in the Navy. My son was in the Navy. Mm-hmm.
So you left and your brother left. Anyone else in your family leave to go elsewhere in South Carolina?
Well, my sister went to state college, too.
Oh, she went to the same school?
Where my mother went.
Where your mother
mm-hmm.
went.
And she got hurt playing basketball.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, and she had to leave school, and she came home, and she didn't live long after that.
Oh, this was Carrie Reese.
Yeah.
Right, and she died right soon after mm-hmm. that? Well, that's a shame. So that would have been in the 20s, then? That she died?
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. Did any of your family work for the railroad?
Well, I had an uncle. My mother's oldest brother worked for the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
He got killed on the railroad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about him. That was her oldest brother. I think he was older than my mother, because my mother was oldest girl.
How did he get killed on the railroad?
Well, we were all small then,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. They didn't talk about it, you know. Didn't talk about things like that.
Really? That's not the one where the train went off the tracks and someone drowned, is it?
No,
that's an earlier story, I think.
No, I don't think that was mm-hmm. it. Because they also talk about how he was going to work that morning and he just kept going out and coming back. I remember her talking about him like she said he must have felt something was happening because he'd go and he'd come back and talk and tell her all of his business and whatnot, you know. We were very small.
Yeah, you were very little when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this was your mother's brother.
My brother. What was his name?
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Eddie.
This was Eddie
Milliner.
Eddie Milliner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of jobs that you remember when you were little were open to black men at that time? What were some of the jobs that they were able to do? Your father was a blacksmith,
yeah.
Of course they were farmers. But what were some of the other jobs?
Working for the grocery stores, delivery boys, you know,
mm-hmm.
at Clemson, of course. My brother worked at Clemson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I worked up there a while, but I didn't like it, so I didn't stay home.
What did you do at Clemson, and when was this?
Oh, this was before I opened the store. I went up there, I thought I uh-huh. could get a job up there, and I didn't like it, so I came home and opened the store. My mother gave me money to open the store.
Yeah. Tell me again about the store. What was the name of it? Your store. What was the name of it, and what was it called?
Oh, it was Mr. Ben Key's store.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anything.
And you sold food, you said,
yeah.
and made food, too?
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah.
A little bit like a cafe?
It. Yeah, like a
uh-huh,
cafe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what years was that about?
Oh, boy. In the 50s.
Oh, this was much later then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the 50s.
Uh-huh. Now, getting back to jobs that were open to black men, can you think of any jobs that were open to black women in that time? What could they do?
Teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't teach, they would work at Clemson.
When you say work at Clemson, what were some of the jobs at Clemson that they would do?
Well, I think they did working in the dining room and cleaning the
Oh, clean the domes. Yeah.
Yeah, clean the domes.
How did young black people earn money? For instance, what we call teenagers today, would they have any way of earning money? And I'm talking about when you were little, not when you were older. Do you know of anything?
Work in the stores, you know, delivery. Mm-hmm. My brother started off very young working at Hunter's store.
Oh, he worked at the Hunter's store here in town.
Yeah, that was his first job, I think. First job he ever had. Of course, when he came home from the service, he went to Clemson as a butcher, because he was a butcher in the Army.
Oh.
So he went up there as a butcher. And he retired from there.
And that was it? He retired from working there? When you all shopped, where did your family shop? Did you shop right here in Pendleton?
Yes. Hunter used to have a store up there, and we'd go up there and get groceries. And, well, in fact, they had everything up there, groceries and clothes, because I remember my father would go up there and get shoes for us at night. When he got off and get it paid, you know, he'd go up there and get our shoes and bring them home. We didn't go to the store and fit them like we do now.
He would bring them home
to us. And that's why I got bad feet now. It hurt that, and I wanted to keep them because they looked pretty. And I'd wear them, and I paid for it. I got bad feet now, bunions and everything.
Oh, gee.
I never forget that. I was small. But I was old enough to know if I was afraid if he took them back, he wouldn't be able to find any for me. So,
so you would keep the shoes where they fit or not? Oh, dear. Must have been painful
sometimes. Oh, it was painful, I'm telling you. But I had to wear those shoes for Easter Sunday.
Did you get shoes?
And I'm paying for it now.
You got new shoes for Easter every year, didn't you? Now, when you talk about Hunter, was that a general store that carried just about everything, a little bit of everything?
Yes,
And who ran that store?
Hunter's.
Hunter's.
Mm-hmm, the
and
Hunter's.
That was a white family,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they live here in town, too?
Yeah, they lived in the Hunter's? Old houses down there. Like, I don't know if you know where the, what do you call it? Well, you know where the post office is.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, they're down that, Hunter's old house is down that street.
Oh, it is.
The old brick house.
The old brick house. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you shopped, did your father, when he bought your shoes and other things, did he buy for cash or credit?
Well, he could buy for credit, but Saturday, usually when he shopped on Saturday, he had money because he paid for cash. But he used to shop for credit.
And you mentioned some stores being owned by blacks. Did most of the stores that he shopped in were owned by whites?
Yes.
Like the Hunter store.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Terry's, there was another one down in the same town. Terry's, they carry food and whatnot too.
Mm-hmm. Did your family usually buy all your clothing or did they make any of their own?
Well, my mother used to sew.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got a place where she couldn't, she'd have other people to sew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she'd have someone else sew clothes for you. So sometimes you did have clothes made by someone else rather than buying them. Would they be your best clothes or would they be more your everyday clothes?
Well, best clothes, because we didn't get anything. The best, we'd hang them down. You know, when it got so we couldn't wear them out, we'd wear them every day or whatever. We'd wear them to school.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it was.
What kind of clothing did each person own? That brings me to that question. What would have been your wardrobe back then, if you can remember? Well, you had something for good, I guess. And then did you have something?
Yeah, we'd have a dress and shoes for church, that's for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
My mother would get us up to church every Sunday, three times, to walk up that hill to that church. Mm. And people now have cars and they can't come to church. That's what we talk about all the time in church, you know, now. And we had to walk to church. And my mother would walk up there three times a day, too. She'd go in the morning to Sunday school.
Right.
So we were brought up in church, whether we stayed in or not. We were brought up in the church.
And you had your Sunday dress.
Oh, yeah. Sunday dress and Easter dress.
Mm.
Children of Day, whatever.
Did you? And what other kinds of clothes did you have? Did you have
school clothes. School clothes.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a blouse and a skirt, you know, or something. And she always had someone to stay here with us when she was away from home, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
They would take care of us, our clothes and all.
Now, the person that stayed with you, would that be a relative or some person that you all knew?
No, someone she knew.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who was her friend, but she knew.
Did your family raise your own food? You said your father did some gardening, did they?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did they raise pretty much all the vegetables and
yes,
that kind of thing?
Yes, the vegetable time, yeah. And he had a place out there, all kind of vegetables to have.
And I remember you said something about a cow, too.
Yeah, cow and pig.
So you had a cow, pig. Did you have chickens, too?
Chickens, yeah.
So you pretty much raised all the basic things that you needed.
He did. And he would do that.
And when you, food that you couldn't raise, you would go buy at the store, like coffee maybe, or what? Did you go buy basics then at the store? I mean, not basic staples at the store?
Yeah, yeah. He would go, in fact, he did most of the shopping.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, because your mother was teaching.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So he would go, what, buy like sugar, flour, coffee, that kind of thing? But everything else, the meat and everything, the vegetables, you all had.
Yeah, because he would have hogs and kill hogs.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about that?
I can't remember much about hogs, but I know he used to have them out there, and I remember about the cows, because he would milk the cows, and we'd stand around and look at him milking the cows. And I never could get the knack of milking a cow. I tried and tried.
But you were not a milker.
And a chicken.
Uh-huh.
I never caught a chicken in my life.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Never. In fact, I was scared of chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, I was afraid of them.
A little afraid of them.
And still am. I wouldn't catch a chicken right now. It'd come in my yard, I'd take a stick and throw it.
Yeah, you would chew it away rather than catch.
But I wouldn't catch one.
Mm. What kind of furniture did your family use? Well, by that I mean, did your father make any of your furniture?
No.
Did you buy all of your furniture?
They bought it. In fact, I guess, most of our furniture were handed down from my mother.
Oh, it was from your mother's family.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be furniture that they already had.
Yeah.
For instance, the bedstead.
Yeah,
and
that's right. The dresses like that.
Uh-huh. And this would have been in your family already, the
mm-hmm.
furniture that you used.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of ours was.
Do you still have any of that furniture?
Not a one. Not a one, no. They've all been destroyed.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know that antiques are good to have, we don't have them, right?
Right. I think about so much about that. Because if something gets broke, you know, I don't throw it out.
Mm.
I wouldn't think about getting somebody to fix it. Well, in fact, I didn't have the money.
Right.
But see, because I could go to the store and get it on credit, some more furniture, and buy new.
It was an easier thing to do than to hold on to the old that wasn't working for one reason.
No, it didn't. Of course, you know, we weren't up on that.
Right, right. So all of your furniture would have been purchased then?
Yes.
Or handed down from the family. Did anyone at all in your family make furniture that you know of?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Are there any oak baskets or tools or quilts or anything else made in the community still in possession of your family that you know of? You said not furniture, so...
No, I don't think I've got a thing here in this house that was handed down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you know.
Some of the people I've talked to have had some quilts, you know.
Yeah. Well,
big
I've
quilt
had
makers.
Quilts, but I think they've just about all worn out.
Right. Because you use them.
Yeah. That's right.
Were any of the older members of your family known for special talents, such as musicians or singers or preachers or craftsmen or needleworkers?
Well, I had an aunt who was a musician. She was.
Oh, she won. What did she play?
The piano.
Was she known for that? I mean, was she a good pianist?
Yes. She was a teacher too.
Was
that
she
was my mother's baby sister, Maggie.
This was Maggie.
Yes.
Now, did she teach music?
Well, for a while, yeah,
mm-hmm.
she did.
Mm-hmm. But she was a regular school teacher too, in regular
mm-hmm.
regular grade
mm-hmm.
school. I mean, school.
And when she got married, then they left and went to New York. You know.
Oh, I see. So she didn't stay in this
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing any older members of your family talking about hard times or good times that happened when you were born or before you were born? Or
They would talk about hard times all the time. That's all they talked about. When we asked for something, that's the time they talk about hard times they had. And they had to go to field and work for everything they got, you know.
Everything was hard.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what they would tell you when you were little?
That's what they tell us. My mother used to tell us that all the time. All the time. You want something, you want a new... I didn't have these things when I was small. That's it.
Did they ever talk about floods or tornadoes or any other disasters?
No, I never remember.
There was no big flood or tornado that you remember.
I heard about tornadoes when I was away, you know.
Uh-huh.
So many of my relatives, like in Anderson, lost their homes to tornadoes, you know.
That kind of thing.
And those things frighten me about coming back south.
Oh, yeah. It does frighten me. What about any illnesses? Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917, 1918? Were you sick during that time?
No, thank God I wasn't.
Do you remember anybody in your family being very sick?
I don't.
Or dying? Or,
no.
No, it didn't seem to hit your family that you recall?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
So you don't know of anyone in your family that died during the epidemic or anything? Okay.
No.
Did any members of your family serve in World War One?
My Uncle Eddie did.
Now, Uncle Eddie, is this your father's side? Oh, that's your mother's side.
Mm-hmm. And my father, I don't know if any of his brothers did. I know he didn't. I don't know if any of them. Didn't he like he used to talk about Dave or Ellis or some of them? But I don't remember.
Did Uncle Eddie go to overseas, do you know? Did he fight in the war?
I think so.
He did. Mm-hmm. Did you hear anything about his experiences or mm-hmm. what happened to him?
No.
He was not wounded or died or anything?
No.
He came back?
Uh-huh. No, he wasn't wounded at all.
Okay. So you couldn't say that the service really affected his life